Wonder Soul.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. If this is your first time listening, I appreciate you checking it out, and I encourage you to go through the library and check out the catalog of other episodes and other topics. Because in this one, before we get into some new things with the podcast, you know, I obviously just want to unpack some things, be real with you guys about some thoughts and feelings I've had on content creation, podcasting, life in general. And hopefully that will kind of help me move forward, because I think that that's necessary before really diving into anything new. And so if that's not something you're really interested in, I understand. And I hope that in the future, you'll find episodes or topics that you find more interesting and enjoy. But, you know, from the beginning, when I started Wonder Soul and started this podcast, it was very therapeutic to me. It felt very safe and comforting to express my feelings, to speak my thoughts, and, you know, eventually having conversations with not only you, the listener, but other people, friends, new friends that I've met through this journey, through content creation. And it's been wonderful, no pun intended, but you know, I really did enjoy those moments, especially in the very beginning of doing Wonder Soul. I've realized now from its absence, especially with the podcasting aspect of it, you know, it just felt really good to express myself creatively through that medium. And I think I learned a lot of different things, made some mistakes, tried some things. I really explored different ways to go about the format of a podcast and other types of content and stuff. But, you know, when I decided to step away from it and I started to not put as much effort into it, I think it was just like me still going through that self-discovery phase when it came to content. And honestly, I just didn't really know what to say. I didn't have too much to say. I didn't know what kind of genre I wanted this to be, because I became very self-conscious of Wonder Soul having an identity that people would be able to explain to someone who they wanted to share this content. And I became very insecure, thinking that, you know, there was so much variety, so many types of episodes and so many types of content, that I wasn't sure if growth was really going to be consistent or sustainable. And I started to be, you know, maybe too hard on myself about certain things, and especially when it comes to content and really any art form or anything that people put a lot of their time and energy into. You know, you take all of that to heart. It means a lot to you. And at least with me and doing content and podcasting about things that I enjoy, things that I love, you know, my biggest thing at the beginning of this was talking about, well, we're going to talk about, you know, a bunch of different passions and experiences, right? And I feel like that's like the summary of life, is people's passions and their experiences with them, and just in general, their experiences, their stories, things like that. And I'm not the best storyteller, but I love listening to a good story, and I love the type of storytelling that comes from conversations and that type of connection, which is more rare today than you would imagine, just because of how connected and, well, I guess disconnected people have become. you know, with people in social media, the internet, and things like that. There's this type of interaction that used to feel so normal and so comfortable and so everyday that's now more rare. And you really have to dig for it. And it doesn't happen like it used to. And so people in the way that they connect and communicate changes all the time. But, you know, there was something about just having really good focused conversations or just having time to just sit down and talk your feelings and thoughts out. Even like right now, I don't have a guest on. You are the listener. That's how this is. Like, I'm basically having a conversation with you now. You can't respond, but you can. There's ways for us to interact, but not like that, not like a natural, real conversation. So, you know, just to kind of, you know, fast forward through things, and I really just want to keep my focus here on the podcast, but, you know, obviously I've tried so many different kinds of content on different platforms, and then those things took away energy and focus from the podcast. And, you know, there was a lot of, you know, networking at the beginning. I think you get excited and you want to find familiar faces within that new place. You want to find people that are into the same things that you're into, that are doing the same types of things that you're doing. Because you're in this new scary atmosphere, you know, like you're trying something new, you're putting yourself out there. So obviously you want to reach out and connect with other people. And there's definitely something healthy and comforting about community. And everybody has their own definition for community. But I have realized more now than ever as you get older, if you take that word away from like when, you know, content creators use it. I know a lot of streamers use it, like, oh, the community. But just like in general in life, having a sense of community with like having healthy, you know, frequent interactions with people, you know, as human beings, we're social animals, we're social creatures. And I mean, I am the definition of an introverted extrovert. I don't usually just run my trap and I don't really like to be the center of attention. So really podcasting and content kind of goes against like all of that. But I think when I'm talking about things that I love or if I'm listening and having a conversation with people that I find personally interesting, like it's just fun. And that's when I lower my guard down and allow myself to just roll with it and be more extroverted. But, you know, content in general, and I know I kind of bounce around because sometimes I'll lose my train of thought, but bear with me. But, you know, for most popular content, it just feels like as I started exploring podcasting, YouTube, Twitch, streaming, you know, videos, I'm like, you know, the popular stuff really is not the type of personality that I am. And I don't think I'll ever be to some extent. And I don't really like to say never, but, you know, I'm 31 years old. You know, I've done a lot of growing and changing like all of us have throughout life. You're going to go through phases. Maybe you have a really, you know, peak social butterfly stage. And then maybe you have a real strong, recluse, independent, you know, stage. I mean, we all just, you know, go through different phases. And especially as you get older, it's not like when you were younger as far as like your social circles. Some people are lucky to go through their 20s, their post-school and high school, college, and, keep a consistent group of friends that enjoy the same things. And even though life is busy, you find time to indulge in those things that brought you guys together in the first place, whether it's video games, anime, manga, sports, whatever, just even reminiscing, you know, or getting to know someone, you know. I think those things are just, those are common through all of us. And I think that's why me and hopefully you and so many others enjoy the type of content that a podcast can be, right? That you don't really need to have this hyper energy and have like things move at such a fast pace. Like you don't need all these other distractions. Oh. Like you don't need things to go at a fast pace. You don't need all these distractions and things. Like most streams can be very overstimulating. Because you're trying to keep people's attention there, especially for those who stream and go live for hours on end. You know, YouTube, I'll see a lot of videos. You know, even though I enjoy long form videos, like I literally will put on a retrospective for the whole Dark Souls trilogy that's 5 hours long. And even though I haven't played all those games, I'll just find it interesting and I'll play it and I'll fall asleep to it even. I like to go at my own pace. There's podcasts that are like that, you know, they're just long. But then like you'll go and see on YouTube and things like where it's just like, it's really in your face, hyper ADD type vibes, kind of, you know, just because our attention spans in general have gotten smaller and, you know, you're trying to grab people's attention and everything, like the title to the thumbnail feels very clickbaity, very, just like I said earlier, I think, you know, just being in your face, and it just was like, you know, I know that this is like popular. There's certain metas in all things in life, but you know, you learn the strategies and the algorithms and those different things, and how important they can play a part in how well your content does, or, you know, how well, it can be at being discovered. Just different things like, it's a whole thing, which I'm sure like with any kind of endeavor, any kind of business, any kind of hobby, anything, you start to learn the ins and outs and how certain things move and work and why these things work and these things don't, yada, yada, yada. But you know, I guess, I wanted to make sure up till recently when I was really contemplating whether I wanted to do content of any kind, whether I wanted to put the time and energy that I have into it. And I, had taken periodic breaks over the last couple of years to hopefully reset, because I wanted to try a lot of different things, but I also wanted to, at some point, come to some type of conclusion, and that would be a 50-50 thing where I would look at, you know, obviously the feedback, there's certain analytics, and go, okay, like people enjoy what I do here, and maybe people don't gravitate to this as much, and, you know, where does my personal interest lie? And, you know, that bounces around so often because things can be so predictable. And then like most people who are doing things like this, or just in general, you know, no matter if it is a hobby, you know, they're balancing everything else in life. And life, as you know, can hit you from, you know, left field, and you can get stacked up and stressed out and overwhelmed and not have the energy and not have the time and honestly not have the proper mindset. You know, there was many times that I would reflect and think, man, you know, I was taking out my personal uncontent related stresses on my content and how I perceived the feedback, how I perceived the, you know, failure or success of something that I put out there, you know, being my first time really stepping out of my comfort zone like that and putting things out there creatively. You know, I was very scared. And it took, and it still is a process and journey that I'm on, that I hope to one day just feel confident and comfortable enough to lose certain anxieties. And one of the biggest things that I realized from doing content, now there was like certain, you know, podcasts and, you know, especially when you're having guests on, there's a pressure. And then YouTube, there's just like, you know, learning, like learning all the, just with really all of it, just learning all of the tools and everything, and just kind of overload you. But, and not sure if like all that time and effort is going to pay off when you put it out there, you know, there's that kind of anxiety. And then like the biggest anxiety that I would always find, and even though I had such, fond memories at times and really good experiences and met some really cool people, was streaming. Streaming is really, I think it's really hard for some people. And I think I'm one of those some people. And even though I've had some good experiences, like I said, and when things are going well, like I'm having a blast and I'm able to interact and I really enjoy that type of connection and going back and forth. Many times I tossed it around in my head, whether, you know, something like this podcast and the type of things that I want to talk about and express, I think without the visual distraction, you know, like I enjoyed that solo more than doing solo videos. So streaming, even though I think there was only a couple times I would stream with other people, most of the time, you know, because friends, they're not really comfortable with it. And, you know, I think gaming and when you get together with your buddies and stuff, it should be that space where you kind of just like kick your feet up and relax and don't have to worry about what you say or do. And you don't have to have that kind of pressure or have that kind of paranoia. So, it was kind of like I didn't really understand it until like over time. And I was like, yeah, okay. Because I was kind of like just going, hey, I'm going to stream this. I'm going to put this on here. And I was trying to turn just like those moments that are, you know, I think more precious to people than we realize. And I was trying to like, you know, turn it into some kind of content. And gaming in general has been a up and down battle with that, because I don't know if I'm just burnt out on gaming. Yeah, a lot of it, or where it is like in the modern day, even though there's still great titles that come out, and, you know, things like that, that I enjoy. Like I love how multiplayer is, such a popular thing now, you know, growing up in the days of Xbox Live and stuff, and how it was like really restrained to like certain types of games and, you know, so much competitive. That's a whole thing. Anyways, I'm not going to get off on that, but yeah, as far as like anxieties with streaming, you know, there's just like a real time thing. You know, you're making yourself available. I always would say to people, it's like, yeah, it's like throwing a party though, but like worried about if people are going to show up or not. You know, and just like I talked about earlier, people are busy. You know, you don't always have time to enjoy the things you enjoy, or to sit down and do the things that you might want to if you did have time or energy. And I think like there was a high anxiety with streaming, both on YouTube and Twitch, because I tried it on both and I have fond experiences on both, but I appreciate the support I got on YouTube, because I feel like they still got some, you know, some streaming things to work out. But I can't lie, I had some crazy support and good, you know, times on Twitch. But then like that's where a lot of those insecurities and problems started to really show face, was over on that platform. And I think just the way it's set up, it's not set up to help, you know, new content creators or streamers to really succeed or get discovered often. I think it's very saturated right now. And even though like there's like a coolness to it, a fondness of certain experiences, and I always think, oh, this would be cooler to share with other people. And that's always part of the motivation to do certain content, is like, why keep this to myself when I can share it with others that hopefully will find the same kind of, you know, interest or joy in it as I do. And even though it might not be everyone and it could be very niche, you trust me, you'll find people. And that's a good, rewarding feeling. And I think that was another thing about that is, the battle of support with like streaming and stuff, or just support in general, like where you expect and what you expected. Cause I was an affiliate on Twitch and then I backed out of the program because I was like, look, I'd rather have people interact, talk, chat, be there and have, like, you know, hopefully periodic focus on what's going on. So that, you know, I don't feel like there's just numbers and nothing's happening, or, you know, just different things where, you know, people would support with like subs and stuff. And it was always appreciated and it always blew me away. But, you know, I was like, you know, I don't want, there's just a lot. So I was like, hey, I don't want Twitch having money. I don't, you know, I'd rather just have genuine support and grow organically. Cause there was a lot of networking issues that, you know, hey, look, I met a lot of content creators, a lot of podcasters, not so many YouTubers, but a lot of streamers. And honestly, a lot of them don't do either anymore. You know, there's a lot of podcasters that I don't interact with anymore on social media in general, because it's more like, hey, I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. And it's the same over on Twitch and the follow for follow culture that's underneath, you know, getting affiliated and doing this and doing that. And yeah, it can really attack your insecurities. You know, you take things personal that you shouldn't and you don't need to. And you take, you know, people's absence or consistency to heart. And it's not fair to them and it's not right to connect the dots like that. But hey, for some people, it works, you know, really well. And it's more their comfort zone than it is mine. And so I respect it. I watch streams. I have them on in the background. I enjoy it. But, you know, I was having panic attacks. Like, I was literally, like, recently in the last month, I was, like, on the verge of a panic attack as I was setting up a stream. And I was in that moment where I was like, okay, you know, I actually like the quality on Twitch better. There's a lot of things about Twitch's streaming experience that's better for both the viewer and the streamer. And it's just easier. I don't have to make a thumbnail, tags, description, crazy. I don't have to go through all this stuff like you have to do on YouTube. And I was like, yeah, but, like, you know, I feel like I'm being shadow banned over here. Like, I don't think, you know, people, you know, I don't think people really, I think people have heard me talk so much shit about Twitch and just don't, you know, they're just like, yeah, whatever. He's just, yeah. He's not serious or he's not going to stick with it. So whatever. And then, with YouTube. So I was like, okay, yeah, I probably shouldn't stream there. Cause I mean, I might as well just keep everything on one platform. And so then I was trying to come up with a thumbnail. I'm trying to set up OBS. I'm trying to do all this stuff. And I'm like, I'm not even focused on what I was going to stream. Like, that was, like, the last thing I was thinking about. I'm like, that's bizarre. And why is, like, my Fitbit saying, like, my heartbeat is, like, going crazy. And I'm just like, I'm uncomfortable. I need to get up and walk. I need to step away. I don't want to do this. Like, why would I? Who enjoys doing things that give them anxiety and panic attacks? Not me. And this is supposed to be something you enjoy. Now, I know that can happen. I know, like, athletes, anybody. You know, you can be in any kind of field. I'm sure doctors, people who just love what they do can still feel like pressure and panic and have anxiety over different things. But I also just, like, over time, and I think this is just important for anyone through any stage in their life dealing with whatever, just make sure that the energy you put in is at least equal or the... Just make sure, let me rephrase that. Just make sure that the energy you get back is at least equal to the energy you put in most of the time. Sometimes you're going to put, like, you know, normal energy and you're going to get a lot back, a lot more. Sometimes you're going to get less. And sometimes you're going to put in a lot of energy and you're going to get nothing in return. Like, you just have to check, you know, check your surroundings and see what you're putting your energy and time into and see what you're getting back from it. Those are your, you know, those are your responsibilities. No one else's. You need to have those kind of conversations periodically. Check yourself, have, like, you know, just a sit down with yourself and look at the relationships in your life and the things that you're putting a lot of time in and go, okay, is this worth it? Could I put my time and energy elsewhere and get something back? Or maybe there's things that I'm neglecting. So, you know, like, look, when it came to streaming and the anxiety, I was just like, nope, I'm not streaming. This is not what I'm going to do. This is making me uncomfortable. Even though I've had good times, but it's like, is people going to show up? I don't know. It's pretty late. Well, I'm not tired. You know, just all these crazy thoughts like I never really had until I started doing content. Because it's just, like I said, it's weird to be doing something where part of the game is you need attention to be successful. Like, you want people to watch and listen and click and do. And, you know, unfortunately, numbers are a large way to measure the success and failures of what you're doing. And I know, trust me, I've heard it many, many times, and I've told it to myself and even others at times, you know, well, you just do what makes you happy and, hey, play what you want or talk about what you want or create what you want. Like, don't care what other people think. Well, I think that's not a universal truth. I think, like, that should be a priority, but you will have to assess certain situations, especially, and this is more specifically to, like, if you have other things going on in your life and you feel like you're slacking on certain parts of your life, in certain relationships or responsibilities, and you're putting all this time over here, maybe, you know, nobody has, like, the balls to tell you, like, hey, buddy, you know, good try. Maybe this isn't going to work. Like, I imagine how many people have started businesses that just failed. But, you know, maybe they eventually figured it out. But they had to let go, right? They had to take that L and they had to fail to learn. And as long as they were learning from it, it's not literally a loss. It shouldn't be taken as such. And there should be no shame in trying and not succeeding. The real shame is not trying at all. And that's cheesy and cliche, but I was so about that mentality when doing Wondersoul. And that's why I explored doing different types of content. And unfortunately, something like the podcast, you know, which was the foundation, suffered. And everything that I did start doing suffered at one point, because I would stop and focus over here and stop and focus over there and not do anything at all and then try to do it all at once, you know, because, you know, it's a gift and a curse, man. I try to focus on the good of what, you know, an experience is. You know, so even though there was moments and enough evidence that shows, like, maybe this isn't really my gig, or, you know, this is more frustrating and has, like, you know, what's going to happen. I still went ahead and did that. You know, I just didn't want to take no for an answer. I wanted, you know, you got to be stubborn when you're chasing your dreams to a certain extent. You know, you have to, like, you can't just, like, try something for a couple of weeks and go, oh, well, it didn't blow up. It didn't go viral. It didn't, or, you know, I didn't sell this, or, you know, insert your, you know, experience into what I'm talking about. And, I hope that this will be the last time that I really talk about content in this depth. I really just want to make content, from this point forward. But like I said, I think it's healthy to get this off your chest and talk things out so that, you know, you can let go of it. Because I had put my heart and soul into Wondersoul, no pun intended. you know, so I just wanted to make sure that I was doing the right thing at all times and making the right choices. And I think that's, like, a common fear for people, the fear to make the wrong decision, especially when it pertains to, like, bigger aspects to your life and what you spend your time doing and where you spend your time and who you spend your time with. You know, like, time is such a precious currency. So like, that's why I think with like making content that's, you know, it's able to be digested at your own pace whenever you want. I think there's something with that method that just works better for me. There's not that type of pressure, because I've seen where I can make something and then a month, a year, whatever, you know, time later down the road, somebody will leave a comment or somebody will enjoy an episode or something, which you don't get that with other experiences with content that are so real time. And, you know, there's pros and cons to each and everything you do. But yeah, just was like, you know, I was making sure I was making the right choices. And, you know, I've had a lot of time to think, but I've also, in that time, unfortunately and fortunately, have tried to approach content, and I've really been paying attention to how I feel leading up to doing something, while I'm doing something, and how do I feel afterwards? Like, do I feel satisfied? Do I feel refueled, almost like rejuvenated? Like, ah, that was good. Like, I really needed to do that, and I feel proud of doing that. You know, like, just because ever since those couple experiences with, you know, and it wasn't just streaming, but that's the most recent, where I was, you know, trying to make something or force myself to do something, or to do something that I really didn't feel like doing anymore, because maybe, you know, oh, well, but it still does well. You know, I don't want this to feel like a chore, and I didn't want it to feel like, you know, something I just have to do. Cause I love switching it up. I love exploring different things, and I love, you know, talking about something or doing, something content related, and then maybe like come back to it. Because if it's something I enjoy, I'm pretty sure like I'll come back to it. But I don't think I'll ever just stay with it like one thing for an super extended period of time. And that's something I've realized about myself. But instead of like really fighting hard, to change that, I'm just accepting it for now, and also knowing that I need to work on it. But, you know, it can't get to a point where it makes me paralyzed to do anything at all and feel like I have to force myself to do this one thing. So, like I have been thinking, I really want to bring back that variety. I don't want to feel limited. I don't want to feel like I can only do one thing, or I should only do one thing. But I also know that I have and will continue to set boundaries with how I approach this and how I approach Wonder Soul, so that I can enjoy that, so that you can enjoy it, so it's healthy for me, you, everyone. And that's just something that's more important to me now than ever, than more important now than anything that most people, you know, relate with success with doing something. To me, it's just like, as long as I'm happy and I'm healthy with it, like, I'm good. Because, I mean, honestly, I wasn't. There was many times where, you know, the burnout came from, you know, just overthinking, overworking, over obsessing about content and trying to put stuff out all the time and find, you know, ways to make my time productive. And that really messed me up for a while, and I'm still working on that. You know, I was even using, you know, substances to, you know, calm my nerves or to hype me up, to give me energy to pull through on doing stuff. And, you know, just was not, you know, long-term definitely was not going to be the healthiest way to approach it. And that's not, you know, fun to talk about or admit. But I'm sure I'm not the only one that, you know, has stories or experiences like that. And whether people want to share it or not, I respect that, but I mean, I'm just trying to be as transparent and open with you, who has taken this time to listen to me talk for over 30 minutes about, you know, my own stuff. But I hope I can try to, you know, convey it in a way that you can apply your own similar situation, or even if you might be going through something exactly the same. If you're listening to this, I appreciate you. And, you know, I think that someone who gives you their time deserves your honesty. And that's why I'm very keen on communicating. And maybe sometimes I over communicate, and I'm trying to learn to just like, hey, why don't you do it and then talk about it, instead of like, I love the hype. I love getting excited, and I love hyping other people up to something I'm excited. But then, like, you know, don't always like pull through or stick with it. So it's something I'm working on. But like I said, I'm over the recent month, and this like last 6 months to a year has been crazy. It's been rough. And, you know, but I'm also this year and coming up in this summer at the time of this recording, I'm really on a personal journey to be healthier mentally and physically. And on top of that, I want to still express myself and, you know, and create things. And I've just come to find a clearer picture of what those things are and how I want to approach them. And even though like it's not final today at the time of this recording, I know that with those boundaries, I should be able to navigate easier and smoother. And hopefully that destination that is in my mind will eventually, you know, arrive. And I won't feel the need to constantly talk about these things or like get them off my chest. But, you know, they weigh heavy on you. And I know we all have those types of experiences. And I hope that you have someone that you can talk to or someone who will listen. And, you know, I honestly hope to have more conversations with other people, new guests, old friends of the podcast and stuff. But, you know, like it's hard, and I won't use it as an excuse, but it can be hard to connect with people all the time. And everybody's on their own journey, you know, like, so it just will all come together in time. And I'm trying to not overthink it. And I just appreciate being able to have a platform where I can talk about these certain things. And I hope that in the next and upcoming episodes that there'll be funner, you know, cooler, more exciting things that you'll hear about. And hopefully there'll be certain conversations with some interesting, cool people. And that's really what I hope to provide here on the podcast. And I really wanted to make sure that I knew so that I could tell you, and so that you knew what to expect here. So when you subscribe to the podcast, when you subscribe to the YouTube channel or whatever you do to support or to check out the content, and you know what to expect to a certain degree, because I didn't even know for a while, and I still am making certain things up and hey, whatever. But you know, as long as you're, down for the ride, I will provide. So it's going to be exciting. I feel really good right now. I feel mentally, physically better. And there's still things that are taking my time and energy and, you know, but this podcast content, Wonder Soul, has been the closest thing that I can say to, you know, creating something that I was committed to, and I'm just extremely proud of it. And I want to make sure that it's something I fondly look back on and look forward to. So as long as I can keep doing that, I guess we'll keep having talks like this or just conversations. And please, by all means, let me know what you would like to hear on the podcast, what you would like to hear me and others talk about. I'm really open to that. I really want to explore things, learn things, talk about things that I hadn't talked about, and listen to people who, you know, just come from like a whole nother world even. Like, you know, I don't know. There's something more exciting about that. that I've been missing. And so I'm not going to ramble too much longer. This definitely went over what I had intended, but I want to say thank you one last time for supporting, for being patient, for understanding, and for listening. And I hope that you stick around. And like I said, if this is your first episode, probably not the first, the best like place to start off, but I encourage you to check out the other episodes. And if you think anyone else you know would enjoy stuff like this, anything that's here from Wonders Old, hey, share it. That definitely helps, and I appreciate any kind of support. But with that being said, I hope that you're doing well at the time of this recording, at the time of this episode, and I look forward to our next next conversation. So stick around, and let's see what we can get into. But until then, take care, and I'll talk to you guys later. Wonder Soul. Wonder Soul. Wonder Soul. Wonder Soul. Wonder Soul.